Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Osama bin Laden reportedly had about $740 in cash and two telephone numbers sewn into his clothing when he was killed. These are just some of the latest details to emerge about Sunday's dramatic Navy SEAL raid on the Abbottabad compound where the al-Qaeda leader had been living. The story's still evolving, the puzzle difficult to piece together. Yesterday, the Obama administration made major revisions in what they'd already said. For instance, they said that bin Laden was engaged in a firefight. They now say that bin Laden did not have a gun but did resist. We want to get the latest, knowing it may also change. Greg Miller is national security reporter for The Washington Post. Greg, do we know more about how bin Laden resisted?
No, we don't. I mean, this has been, that's one of the looming questions here is, well, what was his resistance? What was his behavior in these last minutes of his life? And I think there's a reluctance now to go into much detail on that because there probably is an elaborate effort underway to reconstruct this and to make sure that they have consistent accounts from all of those 25 soldiers who were on the ground or Navy SEALs. What we do know is that there was a great deal of concern going in that there may have been traps, may have been booby traps, he may have had explosives, his resistance may not have been in, you know, the form of brandishing a weapon and trying to take out some shots, but perhaps he might have his finger on some sort of
on a button, right? And most American legal scholars seem to agree that the Navy SEALs were justified in their actions unless bin Laden had his hands in the air and was surrendering. But there's also a revision of the report that he used his wife as a human shield. The White House now saying she rushed the SEALs and was shot in the leg. That might have prompted a shooting. And then there's all sorts of debate. Let's just touch on this, about methods used to glean the information about the courier that led the U.S. to Osama bin Laden. We know that confessed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had been waterboarded, but we heard in that reporting when that was revealed that there was no information gleaned there. And now there's reporting all across the board, Michael Isikoff, Farrah Stockman in the Boston Globe, about how this courier's name might have come from maybe not waterboarding, but perhaps humiliating interrogation. So it seems to be all over the board right now.
Yeah, that's right, and it's probably going to take some time to clear up. I mean, Senator Feinstein, whose committee has been doing an investigation into the effectiveness of enhanced techniques for the last year and a half, I mean, she told reporters yesterday that after reviewing their records, to quote her, to the best of our knowledge, none of it, that is the intelligence that led to bin Laden, came as a result of harsh interrogation practices. It's clear that much of the information and critical information did come from detainees. What's a lot less clear is, well, what interrogation methods were used when that information was provided. I mean, there's indication that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed provided some inaccurate information or appeared to try to divert his interrogators from the trail. And he faced some of the harshest techniques that the agency used.
Yeah. Well, perhaps this will become a political hot, well, it already is sort of a political hot potato. People on the right saying this validates the Bush administration, despite what you said about claims that there wasn't harsh interrogation. People on the left saying it validates the thinking that this should have been a nimble operation from the beginning and not two full-blown wars.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're right. This operation gives fodder to lots of people on all sides, and I don't think that there's much doubt that many of those counterterrorism measures that the Bush administration put in place played important roles in this capture. But I mean, it did come well after those enhanced interrogation methods were discontinued, and it involved a lot of other intelligence work on the ground in Pakistan that had nothing to do with interrogation.
Well, meanwhile, President Bush's approval numbers have shot up. I'm sorry, President Obama's approval numbers have shot up. But just very, very briefly, what do we know about those phone numbers sewn into bin Laden's clothing?
Well, we know that these are These are among what the intelligence officials are describing as an enormous cache of materials, a very surprising amount of material that they recovered there. I mean, this is somebody who was depicted as not being in any contact, not using cell phones, doing everything he could to stay under the radar. But nevertheless, they've recovered perhaps dozens of computers and hard drives there. These phone numbers sewn into his pants, this cache, there's an intelligence bounty that the agency is only beginning to explore.
Right. So this will continue. Greg Miller, national security reporter for The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank